You know, you look at it, and I worked for a fellow at Manly called John Mitchell, who was a fitness fanatic. You look at it, and it all just, everything fell into place for me. So.
Well, it was certainly an interesting day. It would have been a bit of a relief to see Mark Ellen miss that field goal. And, of course, what was AJ like as a coach? He was a bit of a ruthless taskmaster.
Look, he was fantastic. What I liked about Jonesy was, if we had a problem, he'd get someone in who could actually fix it. He wouldn't try and do everything himself. He was a great organiser. He was is the best coach I ever played on. And people say he's just a motivator. No, he was a coach number one and a wonderful motivator. Because, as I say, if there was something not quite fitting, he'd go and find someone who was very good at or been one of our great players, and he'd bring him in. Alec Evans came in and coached our forward pack. There was no better man than Alec Evans, because look what he did with the 1984 Grand Slam tour. That was, you know, you look at those players, Steve Williams and Topo and Skylab, you know, and Jonesy said about Skylab, he said, yeah, I want someone who can win a line out, and he could sure do that. Yeah. And you look at Steve Williams, well, he was probably the best second rower in the world at that stage, yeah. Bird Tynemann, and you look at those fellows and you think, gee whiz, Andy McIntyre was tight head, Tommy Lawton was the hooker, yeah. And then you go into the back line, those wonderful blokes of Benny Moon and the Ella boys, the Hawkers, the Noddy Liners, the Griggies, the Roger Gould, who could kick a ball just about the length of a field. You still go back to those people. You know, I've watched a lot of rugby over the years, and that's still some of the best running rugby I've ever watched in my life.
But the world has changed, of course, since we've gone to professionalism. And tell us about that great experience of playing for Australia. You played a few tour games, didn't get capped. Would you like to play rugby now in the professionalism, because it's 24 hours, 7 days a week, but the great opportunity to be well paid and continue to travel is there as well?
You know, I look at it, and rugby was my passion. But it was also my sport. Now, you've got to weigh up between your work and your sport. Now, I'm pleased I played when I did, because, as I say, that was my passion, that was my sport. Whereas now, it would be my profession. And I think you'd get very... And I can't look at it from a professional side, because I didn't play in it. But all I can say is that I'm very pleased I played when I did. Because, as I say, that was my passion.
And afterwards, you continue to coach. You coach Central West as well, and then you turn yourself to acting, man. Of course, had 3 years there in Grafton, just outside there, being Fields of Fire and being Tiny and being one of the great legends of Australian acting. Did the occasional movie as well with Quigley Down Under with some bloke called Tom Selleck. You still keep up with Tom? You're one of the henchmen with Angry Anderson there with Tina Turner in Beyond the Thunderdome there in Mad Max. That just would have been sensational experiences.
Look, it was. It was. But it's sort of one of those things that just came to an end. I'm not a gypsy, and you are very, as you said, just naming where we went. I had, over the time, 14 weeks in Cooper Pedy. I had 3 months over 3 years at Yamba up there and doing Fields of Fire. I had 7 weeks in Alice Springs. You felt like you were never at home. And the choice was either go to the States or really have a crack at it or step away. And look, my heart wasn't in it to that extent. I was, you know, I more or less fell into acting. One of those things, I don't know, it just popped up when they were doing Mad Max. And I went along to assist, and then ended up being the longest employed on it. So it's just funny how things open up. But no, 1990 was the last one I did, and that was Quigley Down Under with Tom Selleck. A great bloke, 6'4" of him, my height, and he was a big man, and a good fellow too. And you look at a lot of those people, Tina Turner was just magic. She's about 5'2" of her, she was just magic. And you look at that, and I look at a lot of those people I worked with, and Noni Hazlehurst and Johnny Jarrett, you know, a famous Australian actor there, and a lot of those people who've really gone on with it. And you think, oh, gee, Angry Anderson's still out there, and, you know, it's... But it was a lot of fun, but it's sort of one of those things, it was time to move on.
Well, of course, you could have been the man out of Wolf Creek, but that was some of your work off the field, man. And also, of course, Angry Anderson now, of course, is running for the Libs. But Ollie, it's been fantastic to catch up with you. It's great to see a life of rugby where you're continuing to put in, not only as a coach there at the Scone Junior Rugby Club, but also, of course, a referee as well. Great to catch up with you and great to meet you.
It's been good. And, yeah, I've still got a lot to put in. And I can tell you now, I'm still getting a lot of enjoyment out of it.